Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Higg. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Luis Melendez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Laron Lee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Parker. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harry Parker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Crosby for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive towards the mound. Parker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Higg scoops it up and throws to first, with Parker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Melendez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Hague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hague is 0 for 1 in the game. Hague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0 for 1 in the game. Melendez hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hague scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey juggles the ball. That's an error on Bailey. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0-for-2 in the game. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sutherland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Crosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parker moves to second. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 2 in the game. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torrey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 3 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0 for 3 in the game. Melendez hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Lee reaches second base with a double. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for Ron Fairley. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman bunts towards first. Haig scoops it up and throws to first, with Maxville covering, for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sutherland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Maxville catches it and throws to second with Crosby covering, to double up Phillips. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips now playing left field. Jim Gosger now playing first base. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Taylor pinch hits for Harry Parker. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Julian Javier now playing second base. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0 for 3 in the game. Morton strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Boots Day. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing center field. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 4 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0 for 4 in the game. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gosger scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. Two outs. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gosger scoops it up and throws to first, with Morton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for Jim Gosger. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Staub bunts towards the mound. Hilgendorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Brand moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bailey is walked intentionally. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brand scores. Bailey moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 1, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.